Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem, Personality Types, share number 20. We are going to continue to talk about the NF. They are intuitive feelers. They're about 12% of the population. And the I's, the introverts of those types, are only 2% approximately. INFJs are 1%. INFPs are another 1%. I think in the Jewish community there is more of them, but it's still a small minority. They are afflicted very often with an extreme loneliness, existential loneliness. They think about faith and good and evil very, very much and deeply. They're yearning always for a deep sense of authenticity, and they have little patience for small talk. And we'll talk now a little bit about their childhood. NFs in their childhood needs constant feedback. Positive feedbacks in the form of physical affection and communication and reassurance. Non-nurturing parents can provoke a certain depression and a self-bashing within children, or sometimes chronic anxiety or approval-seeking behavior or hostile aggression. NF children especially need special closeness and communication as part of their needs. When NF children are asking for attention, now, all children, including NF children, sometimes will seek attention to be manipulative. All children have a certain sense of manipulation in them, and NF children as well, they could be manipulative. But sometimes, very often, actually, it's not to be manipulative. They really, really need that attention. And when they're crying out, they really need to talk things through more than other children. So when you have a child and you suspect they may be an NF, sometimes it could be regular child manipulation when they're like seeking your attention in a manipulative way, you know, like they're jealous or whatever it is. Or sometimes, though, it's a real cry for help. NFPs especially may feel lost in a large family, especially if they're introverted NFs. NFJs do better in larger families because the J aspect gives them a certain stability and organization, and they can handle larger families and more stimulation outside than the P's can. All children are sensitive to their parents' moods, but NF children are extremely sensitive to their parents' mood and will usually become physically or emotionally ill if there's no harmony in their home. Many parents of NFs are really they see the depth of their children's thoughts and feelings, sometimes feel drained by their need for closeness and conversation. Some parents may envy, they wish they would have just regular, simple, plain, good old S children that are more organized, more put together, that are less complex, less demanding. NFs usually talk earlier, they verbalize more, and so on and so forth. Here's an example of a five-year-old NF. A mother once related, "My husband said something very unkind, and I went into my own room in tears. And my five-year-old came over to me, patted me on the back, and said, 'No, Daddy was not really angry at you. He was just upset about something that happened at work.'" You'll find this a lot in very young NF children where they say these unusually insightful things. Mothers of NFs are surprised to find that children as young as 7 already are writing stories, poetry, expressing profound feelings about nature, about Hashem, about man. One NF child was lucky enough to have a mother who was sensitive to his abilities and developed his NF qualities by writing them down, imaginative stories, and so on and so forth. Many NFs remember being rather lonely as children, perhaps having one or two best friends, rarely understood by parents. Introverted NFs in particular may feel socially awkward, terribly self-conscious, because they don't really fit in, and their feeling of not belonging may continue throughout life. And a move away from an NF's best friend is very devastating because they have very few friends, but those friends are very deep connections, and when they move away, it's exceptionally painful. Parents will find that NF children have more separation anxiety than other children. They cling to them more anxiously when it's time to go to sleep or the first day of school. Other kids just scamper happily into school, and NF is withdrawn and worried and scared more than other children are. NFs function best when they're in a smaller classroom, harmonious classroom, a working together atmosphere. that type of thing. Another thing about NFs, now we're going back to regular adult NFs and teenager NFs, they're very, very people-oriented. They're in the service professions and volunteer work and so on and so forth. Here's an example. We mentioned Rabbi Aryeh Levin, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, was an NF personality. He was once offered for a week's vacation in a resort-free hotel free of charge by the mayor of Ramat Gan. And just after only one day of being there, Rabbi Aryeh Levin was downcast, sort of like down, and decided he's returning to Yerushalayim. He said, no one's coming here to pour out his heart to me. I don't have the opportunity to do a single thing for anyone or to help a single human being. At this very moment, someone is likely coming to my own house in Yerushalayim to want to talk their troubles over with me, and the door is shut. I cannot stay here. Because to him, his life's purpose was to help others. They have a tremendous imagination, both positive and negatives. They often ends have a problem sometimes to differentiate between what's reality and what's imagination. If they use their imagination in a positive way, then ends seek to improve themselves and the world with their healthy imagination. But if their imagination becomes unhealthy, they envision possible disasters, nuclear wars and things like that. Another Holocaust is going to happen, that type of thing. Because they live with a strong sense of possibilities and premonitions. So both NTs and NFs have this premonition and possibility angle. So they're not always in the here and now. They're off somewhere else in the future. Altered states of consciousness are rather pretty easy for them. They can get very inspired, even ecstatic. But on the other hand, they could go all the way downhill too, into a dark tunnel of doom and gloom if they're not careful with it. They need to know how to balance this. NFs experience anticipatory anxiety, sleeplessness, stomach distress, nervous symptoms. Even if the event is a happy event, they have an anxiety about it. They're making chasana. The chasana is coming up very soon. Even if it's a happy event, they're very nervous about it. Very NS could become very easily disoriented when forced to deal with the S facts and people for a length of time. And that's something to aware. Vocations and ends usually do not like or nor have this aptitude much for business. And unless they develop that SJ side, they become writers, counselors, psychologists, teachers, and journalists, generally speaking. They are also very self-questioning. They always question themselves. Am I contributing enough to the world? Am I creative enough? Am I attentive enough to other people's needs? No matter how intelligent an NF is, they feel inferior to others. They feel inferior to less emotional types. They are ashamed by their over-emotions that flood them. They are so flooded with strong feelings and empathy that sometimes they think that they don't function effectively. They become confused and overwhelmed quickly, and therefore they are in awe of these cool-headed NTs. They are in awe of dynamic S's who are more capable of handling the physical world, and they feel very inferior. Often they develop stammering issues, other types of things like that. They lack the psychic armor. They don't have that psychic armor. It's sort of like the HSP when we discuss that. They cannot not feel. Therefore, they feel automatically. You know, you tell an NF, don't take it to heart. You know, they already took it to heart. they need to learn how to undo that, but they automatically take it to heart. It takes a lot of work not to take something to heart for them. And in relationships, you know, SFs are also caring and emotionally driven, but NFs are the most empathetic of all personality types. They form the close relationships rather quickly. Even after years apart, they can pick up where that intimacy left off. They are natural harmonizers. NFs of all ages thrives on physical displays of affection. While people around them that could be critical, then the NFs are very much affected by their criticism to the point where they become actually physically ill with psychosomatic illnesses, especially digestive disturbances. And their physical plane is exasperated by their tendency to blame themselves for misunderstandings and for other people's bad moods. They blame themselves for other people's bad moods and for other people's bad behaviors often. And NFs like have to apologize for breathing sometimes. That's how crazy it could get. NFs are very concerned about fulfilling their potential and about other people fulfilling their potential. They are impatient with people that are superficial and shallow. They are impatient with superficialness and shallowness. NFs are romantics. They need to love. They need to be loved. They are sympathetic. They're tender. They're passionate in their verbal expressions, in their physical expressions. And an NF, SF are most likely to remember birthdays and things like that. NF spouses are usually very warm, very accommodating. And if their mates offer words of appreciation, they really thrive. Criticism is disastrous to them. NFs need to learn how to handle healthy criticism better. NFs, they could be very articulate, but they have trouble. Sometimes they're afraid sometimes to express their loves with words and with poetry and literature, but they need to work it through. You see, the T's find the NFs talk mushy, long-winded, too emotional. And a T, if an NF is married to a T, it could be difficult. They need to learn the nature of the T. The T needs to learn the F side, but the NF needs to understand the T. So that is the idea. That is the idea. Motherhood. Emotionally healthy NFs are very, very concerned and sensitive to their children's thoughts and feelings. They want to know each child individually. They nourish the strong emotional bonds with them. They also need time away from them. They need space. They need space. And NFs mothers should not feel guilty about those conflicting priorities. They need to take time for themselves as well. For an NF mother, every one child may seem like four or five. It's very important to understand this. See, Rabbanim, you know, when they get into Shalom Bayis types of questions, when they get into questions regarding birth control, shilas, where they're seeking a heter, they need to know, speak to the husband and the wife, understand their circumstance, understand their nature. Very often, you see, if they would understand personality types, how some mothers, because they are, let's say, a ST, or they're an ISTJ or ESTJ, they could more easily handle Kanina having a large family, having 6+ children, 8+ children, and they'll be very well adjusted. An NF could collapse. Every one child is like five. It's hard for people who don't understand personality types, don't understand how neshamas work, how that is. So one needs to take that into consideration. That's really the idea. They, by nature, it's harder for them not to get over emotional or high strung. They may not have the same physical stamina and endurance as an S. I'm going to say that again. An NF may not have the physical stamina and endurance like an S, an SJ, or an SP. An NF is open to more stimuli than other types, and therefore they get wearied right away. Mundane household tasks deaden them. They deaden their spirits. It's very hard for them to do that. And therefore, they may feel guilty about their inability to have that close one-on-one relationship with each child. And this stress is aggravated even more if the mother is an introvert, which means they need more time for themselves, or have very intense emotions where they have difficulty expressing. Or they may not have an understanding or nurturing husband, which makes it even harder for them. Or they have critical relatives, or they have very exuberant SP personalities. So if an NF mother has an SP child, that SP child is like five children, because they are hyperactive, they are adventurous, and so on and so forth. So it is challenging. And it is very, very important to understand all this. And we will have one more shiur specific to the NF, believe Bezaz Hashem, in the next shiur. And then we will go on to talking about understanding all other personality types as well. Bracha v'atzlacha.